The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Discover a team that's always here to support you at All Care, taking care of communities across Ireland.
Tom Randalls is on the line, and Tom is the General Manager of Randalls Hotel in Killarney. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Brendan.
And Tom, I suppose in a normal year, St. Patrick's Day would be kind of the start of the broader tourist season. And we spoke to you here this very week last year, and the hotel was closed, but you were actually very optimistic at that point. How are you now?
Yeah, I suppose how wrong I was, Brendan. You know, I suppose at that stage we'd hoped that we would just close for a few weeks and we get these things rid of. So here we are 12 months later, it's still closed more or less. We did enjoy being open for a few months during the summer, but we, in our hotel, we have been closed now since September. We had hoped to open up after Christmas, but that just didn't happen. That was sort of pulled out from under us last minute. We were hoping to get open for 10 days. But we've pretty much been closed now since last October, late September, early October.
Tom, would that 10 days have made a big difference yet, Christmas?
Huge, yeah. Particularly that Twixmas, as we call it, from the 26th of December through until the 3rd or 4th of January. It's a very, very busy time. You know, lots of people travelling. Sort of, it's like 10 Saturdays in a row. So it was a huge loss to us. But look, we understand
why it happened. But you accept it wasn't possible.
Absolutely. It was very disappointing at the time, but look, clearly it was absolutely the right thing to do. And so, you know, public health is the first when you know, we want the country to reopen and reopen successfully and stay open. You know, that is our absolute priority. And public health has always been the most important thing to us.
Yeah. And but I presume even if you know all that and you accept that it's something that can't happen. I mean, when you hear things like that, they will on April 5th, there'll be another 6-week period delineated after that, which will involve nothing much opening up. And then they might start looking at something else in May. I mean, you must feel like giving up, do you?
Yeah, it is really disappointing. I mean, every time we get this, it's just, you know, the hardest thing we have to deal with now is the lack of a program. You know, this, you know, like one of the worst things I ever heard was we might open on in a long time was that we might open in the middle of summer. I mean, what the hell is the middle of summer? You know, we really need a roadmap now. I need to know that we're opening in 4 weeks, 6 weeks, 10 weeks, an idea. How many cases do we need to get to? How will we reopen? Will outdoor dining open? Will it be full access throughout the counties? And I appreciate the situation is in flux and it's really hard, but we need some indication because right now we have none.
And listen, how are all your staff doing and everything? Like, have you held on to them and that? And are they waiting to come back or what's going on with people?
It's certainly, when we were due to reopen at Christmas, you know, we did reopen. We got reopened for a weekend. Everybody was there. And I can't express to you how people are so delighted to get back to work. All our team, they just want to work. They want to get back to normal life. They don't want to stay at home. They want to get a movie again. And, you know, and I'm speaking to a lot of them, and they want to get to work again. They're just tired of this. And I think everybody in every industry wants to get moving. If you look at Kerry, I believe in excess of 45% of all people work in a tourism-related industry. So everybody is just waiting for this time. We've done all we can do, and we just want to get moving again. We need a road plan.
Yeah.
And certainly,
what have you done, Tom, in terms of, like, retooling for this?
We're fully retooled. We got a delivery of 70 televisions the other day. You know what I mean? Everything is painted, everything is polished, all carpets are laid, beds are, you know, everything is ready. We're just ready to move. We never get time to do those jobs that we want to get done.
Okay.
We did all those jobs. So as I say, the hotels are looking pristine, and I know, you know, and there's been a lot of work done this winter. But to be honest with you, a lot of that has dried up at this stage because people have just run out of funding, you know what I mean? And it's a case that there's no extra funds there for things like that. But people are trying to be busy. They're trying to be creative. I see lots of hotels now doing afternoon tea for Mother's Day and things like that. But I suppose different to Dublin, the population in Kerry is much smaller. You know, Killarney is a town of 15,000 people. So there's no real demand for all these hotels to be doing takeaway food.
And equally, look, Dublin didn't get the bit of a season that you got last year, I think. So Tom, if you get half a season this year. Is that enough, do you think, to keep a lot of people going? Or like, are we looking at a cliff edge here of a load of businesses as soon as these supports are withdrawn or whatever, gone?
Brendan, I think the season, half a season, is like the government's, we'll open up in the middle of the summer. I don't know what half a season is. But certainly, you know, we need a few months. And you look at Killarney, we'll be luckier than lots of other towns. There's towns in the middle of the country with hotels that mightn't open at all. You mentioned Dublin. My colleagues in Dublin are annihilated, you know, and they're not going to have a summer season. They're not going to have a winter season. But certainly, if we got 2 to 3 months, it'll keep us going, you know, and I would, you know, and the summer is not just July and August. I know a lot of people are talking about, oh, it's expensive in August. And August is going to be expensive, but there's September, there's October, there's November. We need this domestic season to last until Christmas and beyond.
All right, Tom, good to talk to you again. And listen, we, like I'm sure everyone wishes all of you the best of luck. And please God, there will be a season.